This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
And so it was, time again for the age-old ritual at 8:30 this morning Washington time when economists and financial journalists click refresh over and over again on the Bureau of Labor Statistics website. Yes, we got new jobs numbers today from the Labor Department, and the government says the unemployment rate is steady at 6.7%. We'll dig into that more in a few minutes, but first, everybody wants that number to be lower. How low should it fall for the economy to look healthy again? Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
I'm going to start us off with a little ludicrous. When it comes to the unemployment rate, the answer to how low can you go isn't zero. Give it up. It's impossible. There will always be people entering the workforce between jobs, so...
Well, that is not a simple question.
Robert Polin is an economics professor at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst.
To me, a fair definition of full employment in the United States today would be unemployment under 4%.
Economists disagree about the unemployment rate that means we've gotten to full employment. Some say it's 5.5%. Others say 2%. There's more agreement on what a world of full employment feels like. Randall Ray is an economics professor at the University of Missouri, Kansas City.
The people who want a job, they're ready and willing to work, they will find a job.
It would be an economy where you can feel good about getting that next job.
Your children, when they leave school, can get jobs.
You'll be able to plan for the future a little better, maybe buy a house.
You don't have to take the worst jobs that come along just out of fear that you can't find something better.
Imagine that. In an economy of full employment, you, the worker, have more control because there are fewer people out there looking to replace you. Jared Bernstein is a senior fellow at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
When you're at full employment, you're in a situation where employers actually need to bid wages up to get and to keep the workers they need, even for low-wage workers.
At full employment, says Bernstein, we'd likely all get paid more. At the bottom, the middle, and the top of the pay scale. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.